Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello there. Control your insolence and concentrate. It's time for Most Things Kenobi.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Most Things Kenobi, a podcast about Obi-Wan Kenobi and all things Star Wars. I'm your host, Lauren.
And I'm your host, Leanne.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2024, Lauren.
We have made it. We've made it through 2023, which was a big year in good and bad ways.
Oh, man. There's a lot in 2023. A lot. But we have a lot to be grateful for. That's why we're here.
Exactly. And, I know a lot of people have had a hard 2023, and a lot of people in our Patreon have. And so this is a good opportunity to focus on some positive things, bring our focus back around to the good stuff.
Absolutely. I have to say, this podcast is just a continuous bright spot in my life, and we had so much fun this past year.
I know. Crazy stuff happened that I still can't believe.
If you think about it, I mean, it's big to us what happened. I mean, we've only been doing this for like two or three years, you know?
Yeah. We're babies.
I mean, we're grateful for all the things, from the friends we've made, the friends we got to meet and hang out with, and just being a part of this online group of coolness. That's a terrible way to describe it, but
no, it is. It's a good way. It is. This group, our patrons especially, but all of our listeners, but I want to shout out our patrons specifically because they're just a remarkable group of people. I've never been in a group of people that was very organic. It happened very organically.
Yes.
And everyone is so compassionate and funny.
Yeah.
And kind and talented and
intelligent, generous.
Yes.
I mean,
it's amazing.
Heart and soul generous.
Yes. Yeah. Very sincerely so. Like, there is no ulterior motive ever. And it's just humbling, honestly.
It really is. Yeah. It's inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, patrons. We love you.
Yeah, I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. I don't know. This corner of the Star Wars fandom is very fun. I mean, we've made friends outside of anything Patreon related. Just some other podcasters that invited us to their 100th show. Hey, Conversations. that was fun. They didn't have to invite us, and they did. And that humbles us. They sent us a little gift in the mail. They didn't have to do. They're just wonderful people. And countless individuals on Twitter and Instagram who hit us up and continue the conversation beyond the podcast. It's just really nice. It's just, we do not go without the gratitude. What do we say? I'm just so grateful that anybody listens, let alone takes the time to write to us and share things and email us and invite us on their show or a part of their corner of the internet. It's very nice.
We've always said we would do this anyway.
Yeah.
Because we love it.
Yes.
But the community that's built up and the friends that we've made, it's really, like, that's the best part of it.
Yeah.
It's really been amazing.
For sure.
So I went through our year and kind of made a little list of the major moments that popped out to me. There are smaller moments as well, but
sure.
Was just going to do a little review of 2023 and kind of focus on the good moments and
relive it with us, because a lot of you were involved in all of this, all of these things in some way.
Yes. A lot of it was possible because of these people. So
truly.
So back in February, we were on our friends Conversations 100th episode.
Which, congratulations to them. They continue to kick ass. They're funny as hell. They're delightful human beings.
Yeah. Oh my God. Pat and Charles are just, every time I think of them, I smile. Because
it's true. It's just, yes.
It brings up how we laugh really hard with them. They're smart. They're funny. They're just genuine people. Ugh, I just adore them. And I'm honored that they had us on their 100th episode. That was a big undertaking. They were live for that, I think.
They were. And it was all about basically like Luke Skywalker stuff, which of course we're going to get on and talk about. Hello.
Because Luke is LaGuardia Airport. So we've definitely.
Oh, gotta... no. There is a 2023 moment. Oh, my God. Yes. My mother. She's a gem. Thank you, everyone, for loving her.
Yeah, she was our, what was that, in November? Or was it as, it wasn't as far back as October when we had your mom on, was it?
I think it was because it was around my birthday. That's why she was in town.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so. That was a great, I loved recording that. That was really funny. And we got so many people. We're like, that LaGuardia Airport comment was like a highlight of the year.
I just can't, I don't, she's a gem. She really is. And she still continues to send me questions one a week about various Star Wars characters and theories. And like, she watches stuff on YouTube and she's like, what do you make of this?
Aw.
So she's like a fan that I think doesn't want to quite commit, but she's curious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's stubborn.
Dabbling.
But yeah, Pat and Charles, bottom line, we love them. And I hope they hear this, because if not, we're going to have to tell them. We're going to have to tell them in a DM.
I'd really like to have them on again, because we've gone back and forth on each other's shows a few times, and I think it's our turn to host. So
I believe. Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to have them on again. We talked about the Kenobi series with them, and I remember just laughing so hard. Oh, my gosh.
Pat came dressed as Kenobi on camera. You guys couldn't see it, but we're all on webcams, you know, doing this recording, and we had Pat in costume for a lot of it. We didn't ask him to. He just came.
I think the couple of times we've recorded together, he's always in costume.
Yeah, I love it. They're really good cosplayers too, honestly.
They are. Yeah. Charles does an amazing Rex.
Yeah, his Rex is outstanding.
It's awesome. All right, so then in April was we started a gauntlet, right, in April through May, where we were
what
just
the
breaking
hell?
It was nuts.
I don't understand how we did this.
I don't either. When I look back, how did we survive what we were doing?
I don't know. But Celebration, you're referring to Celebration and us traveling.
That and the things that came after that, like really quickly.
Insane.
Yeah. But to start, we went to London.
Yeah. And I don't know if anyone picked this up. I'm sure you did. But like, that was my first international flight ever, because I have had a fear of flying. I do it anyway. It's been uncomfortable for me to fly. But I defeated this fear wholesale. And Lauren was there for my first international trip, and it was Star Wars related. Like, if you could just bottle up the perfect first time experience for something, that was it. Like, take Celebration out of it. Just me and you on a trip, and that was my first time, and we held hands as we landed, and I cried, and it was this whole thing.
I know. It was your mom's little vision of us, that we would hold hands as we landed in London, so we did it.
And we did, yeah. It was a big moment. It was really something. We did it.
Yeah. We did.
I mean, you've been there before, but that was my first, obviously.
Yeah, that's my motherland, so.
Yes, that is the
I go back. Yes, I feel really at ease there. Whenever I land, I feel like I'm where I belong.
You're understood there.
Yes, my weird behavior that's weird here is not weird there. So, aww. Like, not wanting to answer my phone when people call me and like wanting to cross to the other side of the street instead of talk to somebody I know. Yes.
Yeah, I can get along with that. And I'm not British. I mean,
watch Very British Problems and then you'll understand me. That's me. So
put it on the list.
It was such an adventure, and we got to meet some friends in person, some patrons in person. That was really a highlight.
So much fun.
And to meet new people too, like new friends. That was where we met Anna.
Yes.
And we got to see Z and Charlotte.
Yes.
Oh, it was so great.
Charlotte gave us some of her art, and I cherish that.
I do too.
When I say that these people are generous at heart, they are. And it's just, you know, that was like, I don't even know. People, remember, folks, there really is good in the world.
Yeah, it's easy to forget it because there's so much visible pain and negativity. And no one's going to put good stuff on the front page or headline, you know? So
no, but we are. And that's what this episode's about.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to focus on the good.
Yes. April was insane. The whole James Arnold Taylor thing came out of us trying to meet him at Celebration. And like the schedules got completely screwed up by no fault of James or Matt's or anyone's. Matt Lanter.
Just a stupid company in charge of their schedules did not, like, one hand wasn't talking to the other, basically.
No,
but
they were like triple booked or something, and there was no communication. And honestly, James reached out to us apologetically because, I mean, we were so psyched.
He reached out to us before that anyway. I think that was, you were in the shower and I was checking my phone before we were getting ready to leave in the morning. And I was like, holy shit.
That's right.
Man. Because he said, I'm here, come find me.
Yes. And his generosity and kindness is so overflowing. It's just, it's a wealth of riches, if you will, in the way of like the coming together of people, of the fandom, of fans and content creators and all this stuff. And it's just, it was a good vibe, even though the venue was terrible. We said as much.
It was,
That place was
insane. It was like being
insane.
Packed into a sardine can, honestly, with no
And the
no
bathrooms. Remember the bathroom? I'm not going to get over this. I'm still not over the bathrooms. Honest to God.
Honestly, it had more bathrooms than any other venue I've been in, and they were all broken. How is that even possible?
I don't. No.
Well, it's terrible. Because it's built on an ancient city and the plumbing maybe is, I don't know.
That could possibly be it.
From the Roman era.
Well, you know, that's funny because literally you were talking about the motherland and feeling okay with it. And like, so London was my first international trip. And exactly 30 days later, I flew to Italy. Because
your motherland.
Yeah, it was my motherland. And that was originally supposed to be my first international trip. And then the StarWars.com and all that stuff with the panel kind of happened prior to that, which made April and London the first international trip for me. And then the passport issues.
Oh, God, I forgot all about that. The passport issues that went on and on. And then day you were going to fly in was the day of like the 65 tornadoes that happened in Illinois. Yep. It was
a lot of
challenges.
It was
the second round of that happening.
We were watching it. I mean, that's my line of business, right?
Right.
So I was paying attention anyway, but I was trying to calm you down and we were trying to get through this just so we could get to fucking London. Like, but it worked out.
I'm terrified of tornadoes, but you were actually trying to fly and you had all the connecting flights to make. Oh,
it was
my God. It was
just
like,
a delight.
I hope this works out. And it did.
It did.
It did work out. You had to call your congressperson.
Well, I
to get
you know
your
what?
Passport.
Here's a tip, everybody, that I learned online, and it actually works. If you need your passport and they're dragging their feet, literally email your local congressman or woman and tell them your issue, because that's exactly what I did, and they resolved it within, I don't know, 3 days. I had my passport 5 days later. Like, by the time...
The fact that they fixed it that quickly proved how much the passport office was either backed up or just dragging their feet. Because you submitted way before me, and I got mine before you did.
Yeah, and I had mine expedited, and it was long overdue past the expedited. Yeah. But now I have, we both have new passports. Mine mine was a renewal. Was yours a renewal?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh my God, I was.
It was exhausting. And in the middle of all this, we're recording with our patrons one at a time for our 100th episode.
Yes. We also had our 100th episode, and we dedicated it to the people who made it really possible. And that was crazy. You edited that, and I give you so much credit because that was a task.
It took a long time. It was like 3 hours when it was complete. It was the longest episode we have ever done.
Yes.
And it was...
worth it.
Oh, my gosh. Opinion. Yeah. Well, and that all came... like, it was all happening at once. So we were doing our regular recording schedule... preparing for celebration, recording extra sessions because we were getting ready for our 100th episode. So we're just fucking exhausted. And then we went to celebration, got texted by James while we were there. When we came back from celebration, he said he would come on the show.
Yeah.
My house went under construction.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
I had to push it back by one day because we recorded with James and then they demoed my bathroom like a few hours later. And the day we recorded with James was the day of our 100th episode.
Yes, it was. It was the most beautiful timing and coming together of everything all at once. That was the day, the anniversary day. I just so special. James is... how much fun was that? That was so much fun. It was like hanging out with a friend.
I know. We were just beaming in the video. There's a video of the interview on our Patreon, and our smiles are like so big. We're just having a blast.
And he was so easy to talk to. It was just like, there was zero intimidation factor there.
Yeah.
Which is a credit to him. He's just another guy who loves Star Wars and happens to be in Star Wars. It's really, I can't thank him enough for supporting us and his wife.
Yeah. And his daughter. They're all three of them are just absolutely gems. They're just the sweetest people. And I got to meet them actually just a few days later.
Yes. All of this was so tightly compacted in time.
Yeah. It was so much. I remember after that day where we recorded with James, we had our 100th episode. Mm-hmm. Where all of our patrons gave us gifts.
They
had created this amazing presentation that had artwork and videos, and they gifted us a P.O. box and all of this. I remember it took me like 3 or 4 days to be able to speak again because I was so... we had talked all day, and I was it was so much emotion. Yep. I needed to sleep for like a week after that.
I remember rallying to get all of this done, and the icing on the cake was the absolutely tremendous gift that our patrons all pulled together behind our backs. We love you.
Yeah, we've started calling ourselves Agent Fulcrums because this group will do like a secret thing for one patron, or they've done it for us. We've done like a birthday thing for you, Leanne, where we just like get a secret group together and make something cool happen. It's really fun.
I know. They're amazing people. I can't believe this is episode 134. So it's amazing to think that like we're still going. We're still going.
We took 1 week off after
because it was so lost my voice. Lose my voice?
We took 1 week off at that time because we were just tired. And then we took one off recently because you lost your voice.
Yes, correct. Yeah. We needed some breathing room to catch our own breath. And then I couldn't speak in October. So also, I'm sick now as I'm talking. I travel entirely too much and it's taking a toll on my body. So I apologize if I sound nasal or hoarse. At least I have a voice, right?
Yeah, you sound good. You're good.
God.
Yeah. It was a lot going on. And then
the stuff you don't... the listeners behind the scenes, like the things that you and I personally dealt with in 2023 were pretty heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of career stuff and just home stuff. And we do this because we love it.
I lost some family members this month or this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a year. It's not been an easy year. That's for sure. But, you know, like we're pointing out, we're trying to really hold on to the good stuff because it was tough. This was a tough year. There's no question. And we try not to put that into the show. We try to keep the show like a positive, good space. Well, so
this is our escape. This is our time to go into fantasy land and talk about the characters and the galaxy and all this stuff that we love. And
exactly.
And yeah, I mean, we know that everyone else has the need for an escape as well. And we know that this show functions as that because we did do the episodes, you know, How Has Star Wars Helped You? And it's amazing the vulnerability that was sent our way for us to share with others. And it's, look, it's us too. Star Wars helps us. And the fact that we can get on here and do this, and it's really nice to just look back and be grateful that despite all of this, we have this platform to escape.
Because
it's needed.
It is needed. You're so right. Like, our Patreon group was chatting about like what was the best thing about this year Star Wars wise for you. And a lot of people were saying the group.
Aww. You know, like,
because it is our escape. There's a lot of difficulty going on for people, and having this kind of safe space where Michaela even said this, I think it was in our 100th episode.
Yeah.
Where you turn to Star Wars because we know the boundaries, you know, we know how safe or how much danger the characters are in. And we know it's not going to push us beyond that, at least with the material that's already out. So, yeah, it's definitely a nice place to disappear. I was doing it earlier today.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, in May, I got to meet James in person. James Arnold Taylor, for those of you who don't know. We just talk about him like he's a friend. James.
I'm so mad I wasn't there.
You would have had to go all the way to Indiana, dude.
Listen, I might have.
Well, he was going to be at Indiana, and I missed him at the Chicago Comic Con because it was the weekend before Celebration. I'm like, I'm not going to go there and get sick and then miss Celebration. So
true.
We were messaging on Instagram, and I was like, if I come to Indiana, is it worth it? Like, will you even be available? And he's like, I'll be here as late as this. When you arrive, tell the young lady at the desk who you are. Mm-hmm. And because I've been following him a long time, I was like, I arrived. The young lady at the desk is his lovely daughter, Lydia.
She's
such a sweetheart. And his wife, Allison, was there. She was so kind and so welcoming. And James took extra time with me. I didn't ask him to. I didn't have any expectation. I just brought him the candle that Jenny painted for me, Jenny Marie Studio, because it was a special commission, and I was like,
that's amazing.
This is the only way this could be better, is to have James sign it. So he signed that, and then he signed a bunch of autographs for our patrons. Mm-hmm. He signed something for you.
I have it right here. Stay on the light side, Leanne. Which he remembered from our interview. He is so kind. Oh my God.
It was so great. It was so great. We were standing there as a group trying to think what would be a good thing for Leanne. And he was like, I got it. I was like, it's perfect.
I love it. It's right next to my Anakin lightsaber that I gifted myself on my birthday. So
that's
it
a perfect
works.
Birthday. But I also got to meet at that Comic-Con, I got to meet Brittany Ann Art. And I just gave me two pieces that are absolutely perfect. They're two of my favorite pieces. And James saw that I was holding it, and he's like, do you want me to sign that too? And I was
God.
Okay. But like, I didn't want to take advantage, but he's like, no, give it to me. He signed it. And then he disappeared. He like took it and ran away. And I saw him reappear at D. Bradley Baker, and then reappear at Matt Lanter, and then Ashley Eckstein. He got the whole Clone Wars crew to sign this for me. And it is
just so kind.
It was so cool and so sweet. And I have it framed and
As it should be.
I have to paint my office, but once it's painted, it's going up like right where I can see it all the time. Because it was such
amazing.
It was such a good experience. And it was 6 hours. Well, I think it was like 7 hours total driving. I was like, Indiana, it's no problem. It's like 2 hours away. It was like so far away.
I remember you telling the story. The exclamatory text messages I got. Wasn't I in Italy at that time? So I was in a completely different time zone.
Florence. You were having your own magical Florence experience.
Oh, the dancing in the Florence streets at night. Yes, that's correct. But I was like, I'm so jealous she got to meet. I'm like halfway across the fucking world and I'm getting these text messages way late. You know, it's like happened or whatever. And it was just, it was like, stop everything. I have to answer these text messages because this is a moment right here. So
it was a big deal. And I was not sure. I was like on the fence and my boyfriend was like, go.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
He was like, here are my keys. Take my car. Get so out of generous. Here. Yeah, I mean, it was because I'm nervous. You know, you know me, Leanne, I'm afraid to meet people. I'm like so nervous. Yeah. Especially like celebrities of any kind, I like will hover but not go up and speak to them. I was scared to death because I am just a coward. He was like, "You'll regret it if you don't go. Like, just fucking do it, idiot."
And now you have this to reflect on for next time. Whenever the next opportunity presents itself, you'll remember, yes, I did do this. I can do this and I will do this. Yeah. So that's good.
I will turn bright red while I do it, but I will do
it. Who cares? Well, that's small potatoes.
Yeah. Well, it was so nice. Like, James hugged me. His wife even was, they were just all so kind. And then later, Brittany texted me. She was at another con. I think it was in Texas or something. And she's like, I just saw, I think it was, I can't remember if it was Lydia or Allison. She's like, I saw them wearing your Most Things Kenobi t-shirt.
No, I think it was Allison because I remember you saying James' wife had our t-shirt on. Yes. I was like, what? Yes, yes, yes. What is this? This is so crazy.
It's like, this is so cool. It's so meta.
It's awesome. It's weird. So it's like weirdly humbling.
Yes. Yeah. It was the highlight of the year. That's for sure. So I'm really glad that... And it was the Clone Wars, what was it, 15, 20 years?
It was 15th, right?
Yeah.
Because it was 10 at San Diego Comic-Con when we were there, so it's 5 years after. Yep.
Yes, yeah. So, like, James doesn't do cons as often as Ashley does, so he did them for the whole year because of this anniversary. So there's no guarantee he'll be touring next year. Yeah. So I'm really glad I went because it might have been a once-in-a-lifetime chance. But either way. Anyway, that was my big May.
Yes, that's a big, big May.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good time. But thank you, James, as always, for everything.
I mean, obviously, we will thank you till the end of time just for how kind you are to us. We appreciate you so much.
Oh, well, the year just kept going.
Yeah, what's next? You have the list.
Yeah, I mean, next, I got to see Jenny Marie in person in June.
Yes, that you did. I miss all this shit.
Well, you were doing your own traveling. Didn't you meet Adam this year? Was that this year or last?
No, it was last year. It was last year.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
That was just pure chance because my boyfriend was working in L.A. and asked if I wanted to come out for the last couple days of his shoot. And I was like, sure. And he was staying in Santa Monica, which is where I used to work when I lived there. And I texted Jenny. And she's not directly in the area, but she happened to be free that day. And we got together and we went to the Getty Villa, which I never got to go to when I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the perfect meeting of minds. Like, we were both in a state where we really needed something like that, something artistic with the person who would like appreciate it the same way. We talked Star Wars the whole time. We talked about all sorts of stuff. It was just like a perfect afternoon, and I'm so grateful we got to spend it together. It was like a refresh that I needed because things were really intense. You know, that was June. Yeah. Yeah. Which was just a few weeks after all of this stuff with Celebration and everything. And it was like, I needed a mental reset. And that was just such a good day. So thank you for that, Jenny. Jenny's on her own big adventure right now. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen next for her. But
we love Jenny.
Yeah, she's just a sweetheart. But then October was when Beth Revis came on the show, which was also, God, I can't believe all this happened in 1 year.
It's insane. I also missed that because of sickness.
Yeah.
Because of, I won't sugarcoat it, there was a lot of job shit going on in my life that spanned basically from June through, I would say, the end of October. Yeah, it was the end of October when it all finally culminated in giant disappointment. But there's still hope out there. We got, we're still, we're, the ball is rolling in a much better direction.
There's other good things. Yeah, good things coming.
But to be, I was struggling in those months big time. And I'm really glad Beth decided to come on the show. And I still feel guilty and very, very sorry that I missed it. Because she's an incredible, incredible woman, talent, writer. Yeah. It's just, the list goes on. And the interview was wonderful.
Oh, thanks. It was last minute, too, because you were, it was like the, was it the day of you couldn't come? Or the night before? I can't remember.
The night before, but I said, I'm not going to be able to do this because of XYZ, but.
Right. And I had like a list of questions, but I kind of shifted gears a little bit last minute. And I think it was not the same without you. That's for sure. You add a buoyancy to everything that is just missed when
buoyancy.
You're not there. Yes, like you're the comedy, Leanne. You're so sharp.
Oh, well, thanks. I should just say thank you instead of exclaim the word over. Thank you. I appreciate it. But none of this works without you. So there's a reason why this partnership is a partnership, because
we got each other's backs. For a reason, yes. But I'm grateful Beth came on. It was a great time. I got to ask her some really cool questions about writing for Star Wars and how to become a writer for Star Wars. I mean, I don't even think we talked about how to, because she just got asked to do it, basically, is what happened.
Yeah. How lucky is that? I mean, what an opportunity. Yeah. If you can't tell, there's a theme of all this stuff. It's just opportunities come up and you have to seize them. That's what it seems like. Yes. Over and over, the universe presents things, and then you answer. So
she said something actually like that on the show, because I asked her, I can't remember. She had said she had some quote that she had posted on her Instagram, and I asked her about it, and she said, "Oh, is invest in yourself." Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, elaborate on that. And she was saying that she believes luck is a big part of it for sure. You have to be in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. But if you're not submitting yourself, you know, to the universe or whatever, you're not going to win the lottery, you know?
That's right. You got to show up first.
Exactly. So you have to keep putting yourself out there. And the more you do, the more chances you have of succeeding and, you know, achieving what you're going for. So, and that's for anybody in any field at all. It's not just creatives, you know? So I do feel like we try to do that here, but in a genuine way. Like, we're not submitting ourselves for some sort of end goal necessarily. No. Like, we do it because we love it.
Yeah.
And as you can see, this year in review has given us a lot of amazing opportunities, I think, as a result. It's pretty cool.
I know. It's, again, I'll say it again. It's humbling.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. This show has been really fun and very humbling. Honestly, just having any patrons at all is humbling.
Oh, I know.
Someone is willing to put some money behind you, and they're people who have never met us, and they want to just support us. It's like, it literally is one of the most humbling things ever.
Endless gratitude, because I don't know. The support is, I don't know that I've had something like this in my life before. And it's difficult for me to, I mean, you feel like maybe you don't deserve it. But they're literally telling you, you do. And so it's really, really not, it's nice. It's just nice that people support one another, support us, and we in turn support them as best we can through this.
Yeah.
Bottom line, we're just here talking Star Wars, but it means more. It means more than that. at the end of the day.
To our listeners and to us.
Yeah, to us,
Very clearly. I mean, we're very invested in this because of how Star Wars has helped us, or just how it is in our lives, you know, and how clearly we think about it, probably more than most people.
Oh, for sure. There's nothing wrong with that.
Is there? No, there's not. Also in October is when Gina came on, which I...
Oh, yes.
Just, I loved that. It was so funny and so sweet as well. Your mom is just an absolute delight. And I just want to say thank you to her and you again for having her on, because that was really, really fun.
It was one of those things where she was here and I said, hey, you're a newbie. And you were around when Star Wars like first came out and it didn't grab you. She like she referenced, she's a Star Trek fan.
Yeah.
And so now she's getting into Star Wars. And I said, do you want to be on the show? It'd be nice to have that opinion. We don't get that opinion often. And I couldn't believe she actually said yes, because she's so afraid of saying the wrong thing and offending someone, because she really comes into this from a place of like, I don't understand all of it and I don't want to offend the people that do. But here's my opinion. Sure. Yeah. And she's blunt with it. But she's a closet fan. I know she is. I know she watches these damn videos on YouTube all the time that explain things. And she'll ask me the most off-the-wall questions. Like, she'll send me a text and be like, So Palpatine, he's from Naboo and that's the same place. And I'm thinking, girl, you never even seen that movie. You know, she's just like, I know she's in there trying to get into it more without having to watch the movies, because she won't. She's bullheaded like that.
Well, it's okay, though. Like, it's very clear that she loves Mando and Baby Yoda.
Yes. And
she loves wants Ahsoka. A jetpack. She wants the rifle. Like, she wants does. To be Mando.
She wants the cape, and her freaking ringtone on her phone is the Mando theme song. And she lets That's it so play. Cool. When we're out and about, she lets it play in case anyone recognizes. She's like, do you think anyone knows? I'm like, I'm positive there are a lot of somebody. People. Yeah.
That's like when my phone, my alarm goes off because it's Luke saying, I'll never turn to the dark side. And I'll just let it go.
Yeah, just let it play.
For a few minutes, because I like how it sounds.
Yes. My phone is on silent, and it's been on silent since 2007. So... That's not a lie.
Something is wrong with my phone where everything is silenced except two things, even though I have the little thing clicked on the side of the phone. So my phone's interesting. Broken. Yeah, you know it is. I don't get notifications.
Yeah, so. Your phone is temperamental and ornery, but it's fine.
It is. It's just like my dog, so it must be me.
Oh, your dog is sweet.
I'm the common denominator here.
We love Luna. We love Clarence. Clarence isn't even in here. He did give one big meow earlier and he left. So I guess he doesn't like today's topic. He's not hanging around. So
he's gone off. That's pretty much it for the year. I mean, the last couple months we've been doing some recaps, some fun episodes, honestly, that really... Mm-hmm. Brought me back to the feeling of when we first started recording and laughing hysterically.
Yep. And hey, I got to go back to Batu, Galaxy's Edge, this year.
That's right, you did.
My 40th birthday with my best guy friend in the whole world and the whole crew. They love our podcast. They support the podcast. Hello, Dan, Greg, Corey, and my bestie, Derek. I couldn't have had the amazing 40th birthday that I did without you. Yes, I'm 40. It is what it is. But
it's a good thing.
Galaxy's Edge, who gives a shit?
Yeah, right?
You're just another person on a planet that doesn't really exist, and I'm here for that, so.
Someday I'll go and make my own lightsaber.
Yes, you must. Yeah, I got Anakin's finally. Yes, believe it or not, I haven't had his. My first lightsaber was Darth Vader's.
I know you got rid of some. How many do you have now? Because you had some, you got rid of some.
I have five.
Five. Oh, well, you had six, so...
I did, yes. I sold my Luke and Leia box set.
Oh, that's right.
And got Anakin's instead.
It suits you. It does. You have to have Anakin's. I know.
I realized it was weird not having it, so... Now I have the whole set. Ahsoka, my own that I built, Darth Vader's, and Anakin's. That's it. We're good. Ahsoka's Clone Wars, because they do sell the Rebels onward, but it's... Ahsoka Clone Wars. So That's nice. Awesome. And you have Luke's and Obi-Wan's.
I do. And I want to get Qui-Gon's.
Yeah.
And then I want to build my own, and then I will stop.
Well, maybe in 2024, we'll go to Galaxy's Edge together.
That would be fun.
I want to be there when you build your own lightsaber, because that's a hell of an experience.
I might cry. I'll probably cry.
I had a moment. There's a special thing that goes on when you build one there, and I'm just going to leave it there, but...
Yeah, you've told me about it. It sounds amazing.
So you gotta do it. It's fun. And you're, like, connected to it. I feel I'm connected to mine.
Yeah, that's why I want to build one. Like, what would I really have? God, what a stupid question, but, like...
Everybody thinks about it. Come on now.
I was just telling my mom, we were joking about how in archaeology, you know, they dig up a corpse that was killed by a volcano.
Oh, yeah.
Ash falling and freezing them in place.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, this person has grains in their stomach. Everyone must eat grains. I was like, what if I died that way holding a lightsaber? People would be like, a million years from now, they'd be like, everyone must have had these strange laser swords. And
it's not a laser sword.
It's a toy. It is a toy. Everyone had one.
It's a weapon. What's the quote?
Oh, a weapon for a more civilized age.
That's it. Thank you. Yes, thank you. So, aside from everything we did, what was your favorite Star Wars moment of the new material we got this year? Or celebration? Or, like, anything external from the show? What was your favorite moment of 2023 Star Wars related?
I think, honestly, everything that happened with Andor, I think that was this year. It ended this year. It started last year, which seems
isn't
like
it
so
insane that
very
you can't remember, and it seems like
I can't
it was
remember
decades ago.
I know, it's true.
Holy shit!
And as a result, I think the Andor panel at Celebration was like me being on heaven.
Yeah, and getting to see the teaser that they gave us was really special.
Which they have not, I have not been able to find that anywhere. There's an Andor season 2 trailer that was like bootlegged. Someone was filming it and didn't even get to the end. I think they probably got caught while they were filming. It's not what we saw.
No, it's
different.
Yeah. So we saw it once and that is it. That was it.
Yeah, I've tried very, very hard to find that shot of Cassian dressed up all fancy.
I know.
I can't find it. It's nowhere to be found.
We'll get it eventually. We will. It's very nice. It's a very nice
I look forward to it. But I just saw they're not going to release the show in 2024. So we have to wait at least a whole year. Season 2.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot we hosted a book club also this year. That was new.
Yes, you did.
That was the beginning of December. That was fun. Nice. I don't have a lot of time to read, so that was...
Me neither.
That was an easy read, so I got through it really quickly, but yeah. What was your favorite Star Wars thing from this year?
Oh, it would have to be seeing Anakin in Clone Wars attire.
Yeah.
My freak out sums it up.
I just found that audio of you the other day.
That was pretty much like it for me. I know being on a panel, Star Wars related, to talk about stuff in my field for the Return of the Jedi anniversary. That's great. Loved it. Truly did. Truly a momentous occasion. But seeing Anakin in Clone Wars attire was really something. Yep. Yeah, that was it for me.
It's something we've talked about basically since you and I met.
Here's the thing. I still don't understand, like, most of what was being spoken about in that scene, but I kind of don't care anymore. It's just nice to look at him and see it and absorb it and be like, oh, my God. That was the material.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the material for me.
He's very beautiful, honestly.
Oh, the curly hair they gave him. Ah, Jesus. And, like, in the younger scenes, so spot on. And those broad shoulders. And, oh, Anna, I know you're out there. Nodding along with me and all other Anakin stands, but like,
yeah,
they did it. They did it well. He looked really good as like Anakin / Vader in the world between worlds with Ahsoka. Like it was just beautiful. It was beautiful. It was beautiful to see.
He has that walk.
Oh my God!
You know
my
like
I
when,
don't.
When he has the lightsaber lit and he walks forward, it's like the way his shoulders move. It is how you can tell between sometimes the actor and the stunt double, because the actor has a different way of holding their body. Not in a bad way. Like, it's not bad different. It's just,
it's a Hayden. It's a Hayden thing, and it's good.
Yeah.
It's what I expect from Anakin in live action, to be honest. And Vader.
Yeah.
It's the talent that is required to be two characters in one while having a blended space somewhere in between to fade in and out of those two characters. It's really something. And he does it. He fucking does it. He did it. And we were there at Celebration, and he was so emotional, and we got to see the entire cast of the Kenobi show, which was truly, truly special.
Yeah. That was so cool.
I cried.
I did too.
They each showed their favorite moments, and every single one of them were so emotional.
It was so good. Yeah. We were in the same room as Ewan McGregor. Remember when he popped out on stage unannounced? That was fun.
They want all the Kenobis to come to the stage. And then the Kenobi came to the stage.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Surprise.
That was so good. It was timed so perfectly, honestly.
All of this year was timed perfectly.
I saw, just going back to the Anakin thing, I saw Matt Lanter posted some TikTok video that was like, if he likes Anakin Skywalker, it's a red flag. And he just wrote, what if you are Anakin Skywalker?
What is the answer to that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, how funny, because our last episode was all about Anakin red flags, so...
Yes, it's appropriate.
Whatever, I wave mine proudly. One in each hand. There's nothing wrong with me. Look, it says right here, Leanne, stay on the light side, which means I'm on the light side. Staying
You're
means
still
I'm already there.
Yes. You've got Obi-Wan watching out for you while you still love Anakin. It's all good.
It's a balance.
Yes, exactly.
What a great year. Thank you for being there with me through it all.
Yeah, thank you too. This is the best thing ever, honestly, and getting to do it with my best friend is...
Yes, that is...
Cherry on top.
That is how I feel. That is the be all and all of this. And
yes.
I love you.
I love you too. I'm excited for what the new year will bring and a little afraid, but it's going to be okay.
That's okay. We got through this year.
Yeah.
We got this.
We can do it.
Well, join us back here next week. We are going to talk about something very interesting, and it was actually submitted by one of our viewers. The topic is, what are some of the mistakes that Obi-Wan has made? And a follow-up question, were they actually mistakes in the long run? This could get very deep. I like this topic. It's a good one.
I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah. So deep dive with us. We'll be doing that next week.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Most Things Kenobi podcast. We appreciate every single one of our patrons and are grateful for your support. If you'd like to support the podcast and become a patron as well, head over to the Most Things Kenobi Patreon. As always, you can follow us on Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, and don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast player. If you enjoy the podcast, feel free to rate us on Spotify and Apple. And if you'd need just one place to find all of these, head over to mostthingskenobi.com.
So until next time, my space twin, may the Force be with you.
Always.